Although having a bed wasn't specifically mentioned in this site, we know that if they don't have a bed, what the sleeping conditions probably look like. And having a bed would foster healthy sleep. So now that you know that, the rest is just going to be semantics, just to let you know. Amy will talk about the poverty levels, and we can film.
In 2017, there were roughly 42,000 people that lived in McKean County, and 17.3% of those people were at the poverty level. That represents roughly 7,200 people in the county who lived at that poverty level. There are many government services that will help those people. In 2018, the McKean County Redevelopment and Housing Authority serviced 40 households with rental assistance and 60 households with case management services. However, there are many people that fall into a category where income does not qualify them to benefit from those services. Those are the people that we want to service. There is a great gap of people that fall into those cracks. These people make too much money to get services, but not enough to satisfy the basic comforts that we take for granted, such as a comfortable place to sleep.
So our mission is simple. Our mission is to provide mattresses to those in need in McKean County. How are we going to do that? Basically, long term, we are talking about eventually having mattresses, frames, bedding, but to start out slow. So starting out slow would be the mattress. Providing, we would have a referral process, which we'll get to later, we'll get to all of that. We do want to limit it to just new mattresses and twin mattresses and toddler mattresses. And I'll explain a little bit more of how this kind of came about. You want to switch? So, different ways in McKean County that people are addressing this need. Care for Children has the Cribs for Kids program. Again, there are requirements. The YWCA Bradford, they receive donations and they give to their program participants. They have limited storage space, so to be able to move those beds in and out, and also participants need to be receiving services from them. McKean County CYS and foster care, they have limited funding pots, and to be able to provide for every child that comes their direction, as well as the parents, can be a difficult task. Other agencies throughout the community, they also accept donations and will move them forward. So the big part you see there, I have a tough time actually talking about. It's a project that I started back in August 2018. I'll more than willing to talk more about it outside of this presentation, but I did want to talk a little bit about it because that's kind of what sparked this. I do want to show you a short video before. And this video is about, oops, how do I get out of this?
What's big skate run?
I am 35, I should know.
That's why you can't do this, because you're 35.
Yeah,
I know, don't start.
So this story is about a washing machine, but insert any item that an individual may need in any situation, and I'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards.
Washing machine story, or survivor-centered advocacy at work. Once upon a time, there was an advocate who was working with a survivor. The survivor came to the advocate, and the advocate said, "What do you need help with right now?" The survivor thought about it for a second and said, "I really need a washing machine." The advocate, in her advocacy ways, validated that washing machines are important and useful, and having your own is very convenient. Then she paused and asked the same question again, hoping that maybe the survivor would answer with something else that the advocate typically offers. So, what do you need help with right now? The survivor answered, "It would really help me out if I had a washing machine." Then the advocate thought, well, maybe we can talk about this. She asked, "Is there a way you can get money to get a washing machine? Have you asked anyone you know or your family for help? Is there a convenient laundromat you could go to?" The advocate was doing her best problem solving. To which the survivor, frustrated, said, "Don't you think I've already thought of all that? You asked me what I needed, and I'm telling you, I really need a washing machine of my own." The advocate was a little perplexed, and let's be honest, aggravated. But doing her best advocacy, she continued, "Well, I can't get you a washing machine, but we do have other services and supports here. We have support group, legal help, safety planning. Maybe there is something else I can help you with." So they talked for a while, but ultimately the advocate knew she wasn't connecting. So the advocate, in her advocacy ways, went for it. She decided to dig a little deeper on the washing machine issue. When the advocate started asking questions about the pressing need for a washing machine, she learned that the survivor couldn't use the laundromat because it was really far away. It didn't make sense for her to pick up her kids, get them dinner, and do laundry across town. It didn't leave enough time for the kids to go to bed at an hour that made them able to get up in the morning. The distance made it restrictive. When the advocate asked if she knew anyone close by who has a washing machine, the survivor replied, "The only people around here are my abuser's people. I can't ask them for help." As the advocate listened, it became apparent that having her own washing machine would mean that the survivor wouldn't have to keep her kids up late, put her family in more danger, and she would be able to have clean clothes and do what she needed to do in order to get to her job and keep it. Everything really hinged around her having a washing machine. Having a washing machine actually solved her problems around money, kids, and being safe. Upon hearing this, the advocate went to her supervisor. She relayed the survivor's story, then she took a leap and pitched that getting this person a washing machine was a great use of funds. This would actually help her in a real way. The supervisor was impressed and convinced. They looked into it and they were able to do it. After they got her a washing machine, the survivor came back and said, "Thank you. This is exactly what I needed. Now, I think you said something about support group."
So I know that was about a washing machine. Okay,
so...
Oh, I still had more, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So with that video, obviously that was a washing machine and that was a domestic violence situation. So the nature of my work starts with that. I was an advocate for years. I started out at Children and Youth Services, so that's where that aspect comes in. I was very grateful that we ended up with the human services component because it just kind of fit, and with our group, everybody was just on board with my wild idea, I guess. So going back to cleaning out your closets, when it started, I started a Facebook group, probably 50 people, basically friends and community people from Kane that I wanted to have a place in Kane where people could, there would be emergency supplies, so clothing is what it started out as. And it has grown tremendously just coming out of my house. And the reason I did it in Kane was because we only had a Goodwill. We don't have any other place in Kane where someone can go. So you can imagine starting over from scratch, having to pay your bills, maybe not having a full paycheck yet, and going to Goodwill. You're going to be able to buy one outfit. So if you have one adult, two adults, five kids, two kids, you're not going to be able to afford clothing for them. So that's where that idea started, and kind of like the washing machine story. What it has morphed into, very rapidly, I think it's only been 10 months, is donations for kitchen items, household items, anything you can think of, and furniture. So since August 2018, with now, I think there's about over 200 people in the group and other people that aren't on Facebook that have donated.
You don't have a home.
I have a home, but through the help of people donating and transporting, we've been able to provide 37 beds to adults and children. We haven't been able to provide for about 24. So there's a huge gap. And what I've noticed along the way is your veterans who are homeless, your people coming out of rehabs. They'll qualify for housing, but they move into an empty house. No one can get them a bed. So here they are trying to make this fresh start, and they don't have a place to sleep. So that's, I've had this in the back of my mind for a very long time. Like I said, I'm fortunate with this group. They jumped on board and that we're truly moving forward with it. So starting small is difficult. We live in a fast-paced world, so we want the bed, we want the frame, we want the bedding, we want trucks upon trucks delivered throughout the county. We're trying to pace ourselves and starting small, but it's also smart starting very big, because as we mentioned earlier, the gaps that are in the places, people don't qualify. So you have that person who most likely needs counseling, most likely needs therapy, most likely needs some kind of support in their lives. Maybe they're not ready. They need that washing machine. They need that mattress. And then, just as in the video, they're going to say, I remember someone told me about this person who offers this counseling. And that's across the board. It's drug addiction, domestic violence, sexual abuse, anything, any kind of situation. Homelessness without any trauma. Homelessness in itself is a trauma, so they might not have that background of anything that fits those services. And I can tell you as a service provider, and a lot of you in this room, when someone comes to you and they don't fit that bill, it is the hardest thing in the world to do to send them out the door when you can't help them because they don't fit their requirement. I think that's it. I could talk all day on that.
Okay, so the draft application process, we wanted to keep our requirements small. We didn't want to have caseworker involved or anything like that. So these are our basics right now that we're working with. Must live in McKean County. Must be able to be reached by a phone or email, etc., to schedule delivery. Must be home with, when it's delivered, and must complete an application or have a referral. But that's an application so we know who we're sending it to. One of the things that we didn't want to have many hurdles. I mean, a lot of these people that are in this gap situation are embarrassed. So how do they go out and get a bed or get something, get some kind of service? So we were looking to have this gap area be easy and convenient for people to go ahead and be able to apply for a bed. So funding, initially our group decided, well, we're gonna do corporate donations, we're gonna go out to some foundations that we know and private donations. I can tell you that my small group where I work at Case, I was just telling them what we were doing. They're like, who can I make the check out to? I want to buy a bed for somebody. So, I mean, we all know now that there's this need, so we're going to tug on some heartstrings. We're gonna talk to you about, hey, you go out and buy a coffee at Starbucks. Well, there is, the average person spends $1,100 per year on coffee. So, when you break that down into a monthly bin, that's $92. We can buy a bed for $92. So if you stop having one coffee a day for a month, you could buy somebody a bed. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but there's definitely something there to say we could help out by not buying a coffee. Yeah, sure, it tastes delicious. It's caffeinated. Get you going in the morning. But you could buy a bed. You could have a tax write-off. Appreciate that you're giving something to somebody and you know that they're going to get a good sleep.
We would like to have at least one representative from the five designated areas that we've identified. This will provide a contact person and somebody who can spearhead our efforts in these locations. Currently our group is represented by Kane and Bradford. We chose these areas because of the school districts, but it isn't just this area. These areas mentioned, they're throughout McKean County.
So, are we supposed to say this together?
No. Let's start today.
No.
No.
So, we mentioned what our end goal is, but that we need to start out small, which is actually big. So, there's a couple things. You're going to see some pictures, but we did launch a Facebook page, and there are 0 likes because I did it at about midnight last night on purpose and didn't invite anybody because I wanted you guys to be the first people that like that page. So we'll be inviting all of you. It's going to be a very slow rollout, so you're just going to see a profile picture and a cover photo, and then over the next couple of months, you'll see posts similar to our PowerPoint presentation. The end goal is going to be, which is the beginning goal, is to have a meeting and advertise that for the county so that we have a group that comes together, hopefully with representatives from all of those districts that Donnie talked about. And whether we have 10 people that show up or 100, we'll figure it out when they get there. But we want the entire community's input because there's things that we talked about that even you guys sitting in this room may have different ideas, and certainly other people around the community are going to have different ideas too. So anything, any part of this project that we're talking about today is very fluid, but we're going to make it a point to make sure that we stick to our guns as far as we're only starting out with mattresses, we're only starting out with new twin and toddler. Those are the only things that we're going to stick to because it needs to be feasible and people will jump on board, they already have. As Michelle said, she talked with her work group. There's a furniture store in Kane that I had happened to talk to the owner through my donation project, and I had mentioned this was happening. He's already offered discounts and to work with things. We have talked with Big Lots, different. So there's other places that, other ideas that need to come to the floor before we start moving along with this. And it needs to be slow because it can get overwhelming if we have people throwing different things at us without actually being able to manage it. So, ta-da!
Like we talked, the bed frames is something that we would like to work towards as we get mattresses across McKean County established. The current design is built mostly of 2x4 construction.
Donnie built this, by the way.
Two of them.
We will need to tweak the design going forward.
How many hours?
Tanya actually found 2 children in need of beds, and that's how this came to fruition. And we all decided we were going to chip in and give these kids a good place to sleep because it just tugged on every one of us. Because these two babies just, I just can't.
And that's only 2 of the, I can't even tell you how many. I gave you numbers about the cleaning out your closets. There's more. There's way more. And we actually were going to have the mother and 2 kids here to present them the beds and have you guys see that. But as circumstances, we know circumstances change in this, especially in this field, in this world. So they weren't able to make it today, but we're hanging on to them, hoping that they get back in the right place and these 2 kids get these beds. If it doesn't happen to be them, we know it's going to be 2 other ones. So.
So, don't worry, this is our last slide. So we were asked, so for the presentation we were also asked how we work together as a team, and we kind of broke it down in all of the Strengths Quest, for those that have done Strengths Quest, but we broke it down into Strengths Quest. So, executing, we had 8 of our 25, 4 of which were Donnie, so this is why he was the executor, but all of us had 1 strength in executing. So you knew this project wasn't going, we didn't want it to leave, like, we couldn't just have it as a theoretical, like, we wanted to make it happen. So that was our executing. Influencing was low. Michelle and I were the only ones with influencing.
While you're over there and we're
However, Michelle brought the woo, and it's she's the one that was.
That's why she's got presenting. Donations already.
Yeah, I've got donations.
Yeah, and exactly. She's already influencing people in the community on investing in with us. So for those that would like to join the team in other areas, hopefully you have some influencing. You're definitely going to need that. Relationship building, we all have relationship building, so our team was really great. I don't know, Kara, if you put the teams together, I'm assuming you did, but you really did build like a great team here. Like, thank you. I'd like to say thank you for that. And strategic thinking, Amy and Tonya both had strategic thinking, three each of the seven. Amy really hit the ground running, like starting to research, like calling the different people in the community. And Tanya, obviously, like you know that this was her, you know, like the very start. It was right from the start of our very first meeting when we were in Futures, where we're like, okay, let's brainstorm, and we're like, beds for kids. That was the first thing that came out of like our mouths. We talked about other ideas, but then we just kept going back to this beds for kids, even though it's not just going to be beds for kids, it's going to be beds for humans that need beds.
Yeah, but I have to say one thing. As Donnie started this conversation too, and I don't know how Tanya and Donnie worked together on this, but he started this, I talked to him like 2 hours before we even got together. He says, hey, I've got this project, and I've seen it.
Dan Williams.
So. Yeah. I've seen it happen, and it's so you know, heartwarming, and I kept going back to that. Because we had other things on our plate too, when we heard this, we were like, okay, and then finally just like fueled it, and it was like, yes, this is what we need to do.
There's other communities that are doing projects like this. They're called different things, but other communities are doing it, and I think we are going to be the next community doing this. So what questions do we have?
Wow, we just did it right.
I have more of a comment than a question, and I have a great accolade for you for calling attention to the poverty situation in McKean County. And I'd ask that we think about that from a further perspective. All right, putting a face on poverty is a very difficult thing to do. We tend not to do a good job of that. When you think about putting a face on poverty, it's young, it's children, young adults, it's elders, it's people possibly in this room, all right? It's coworkers, all right? It's relatives. And I would dare say that everybody in this room knows somebody that's currently at the poverty levels. So I think the better job we do of putting that face on poverty and understanding what poverty is, the more successful projects like this will be. It's just important that we acknowledge that we understand what poverty means. So, great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.